Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Voice of Yahweh Radio Ministries. Happy New Year. This 2019 is going to prove to be one of God's greatest years in the life of those who serve God.
The Voice of Yahweh is a radio ministry of Pastor Evangelist Barbara Lynch of the Lighthouse Church Incorporated of Wyoming, Delaware. Enjoy the message.
And the first thing he says is where the gathering of the eagles are. But I put down Luke 17:37. It says, and they answered and said to him, where, Lord, to Jesus, where, Lord? So Jesus said to them, wherever the body is, there the eagles will be gathered together. And then Job 39:27 says, does the eagle mount up at your command and make its nest on high? On the rocks it dwells and resides, on the crag of the rock and the stronghold. From there it spies out the prey, its eyes observe from afar. Its young ones suck up blood, and where the slain are, there it is. And that's talking about the eagle. He's up on the high places, up on the rocks. He's not down in the ground walking around. So this is how God started out. Where the gathering of the eagles are, there I will be. This is all God speaking. I have called you to come forth and be a true eagle of the Lord. A true eagle of the Lord. I have called you forth to be an exact image of my son Jesus. And so this is what God's talking to you people. I've called you to come forth to be a true eagle of the Lord. I've called you forth to be an exact image of my son Jesus. Jesus wouldn't do anything that some of you guys are doing. Will you not come forth and soar? Will you not come forth and be all that I've called you to be? It's a call to you tonight to really be a true child of God. There is a new lineup of eagles. Listen to what he's saying here. There's a new lineup of eagles that I'm bringing into the forefront, and I want you to be one of them. In this new lineup, there will be those who walk in absolute abundance of my miracle-working powers. There will be those who will not stand still for the nonsense of the chickens any longer. This new lineup of eagles will be furious about my word. In other words, they're just going to love the word. They're going to delve into the word and just really love it. They will take my word to the nations, and they will take it to the limit. In other words, what he was saying is, you're going to preach the word like it's never been preached before. No more will these eagles gather to just sit and watch, but they will gather to be about the Father's business. They will take a few minutes, and they will inhale all my presence, and they will exhale and spread it out upon the waters. Remember, he said that once before, inhale, then in. What a time for you to be living in. What a time to be spreading your eagle wings and soaring into the heavenlies where no man ever walked before. You know, as he was giving me this, and, you know, this is so awesome how God loves us so much, and he's just taken us places nobody's ever been, giving us fresh revelation. Then he said, the Sea of Galilee lies before you, and there is so many uncharted waters there. Notice how he's been talking about waters lately, waters, oceans, rivers, lakes. I am sending you to the sea with healing in your wings, and you shall carry healing to the nations. In this sea is a landslide of healing of lost souls. In this sea is all the nourishing my nation shall ever need. And I looked up what the Sea of Galilee was. The Sea of Galilee, and this is me speaking here, the Sea of Galilee is a place where Jesus performed miracles, walking on water, calming the storm, feeding the multitudes. So what did he say? The Sea of Galilee lies before you, and there are so many uncharted waters there. I am sending you to the sea with healing in your wings, and you shall carry healing to the nations. Isn't that awesome? Then God went on to say, the buzzword is revival, but I say the buzzword is souls. Yes, there will be a revival as never before, but there will also be a gathering of the eagles. like never before, and then will occur, Joel chapter 2. You can read all of Joel chapter 2, but I just read the last, wrote down the last verse, Joel 2:32. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls the name of the Lord shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be deliverance. As the Lord has said, among the remnant whom the Lord calls, and that's why I put that the last one down, because it says remnant. The remnant are the eagles that he's calling forth. Then God went on to say, never ever forsake the gathering of the eagles. Never ever think you are an island all to yourself. It will take all the eagles to accomplish what I have set before you. It will take all of you to work in unity to accomplish all that I have in the makings. Let's read that again, what he said. Never ever forsake the gathering of the eagles. Never ever think you are an island all to yourself. It will take all of the eagles to accomplish what I have set before you. It's going to take all of us, like Sister Lane was saying, the hand, the feet, the toes, you know, everything, the eyes. It will take all of you to work in unity to accomplish all that I have in the makings. Many wolves in sheep clothing will try to gather, but I will sift them out each and every time. I am bringing together those of like manner, and they shall work together, they shall soar together, and they shall stand out, and they shall show the church what eagles are all about. Now let's read this again. I am bringing together those of like manner. All right, Sister Elaine is on the street. God's gathering to her all those who are called to be on the street. You see this? Not everybody's called to go on the street. So he said, I am bringing together those of like manner, and they shall work together, and they shall soar together, and they shall stand out, and they shall show the church what eagles are all about. Do not exclude yourselves from this gathering, for it is I, the Lord your God, that has called you into this gathering. Take a census among you, and mark those that are mine, and shun all others. The enemy will try and send you in his fake, his own breed, but you will have sharp eyes as an eagle does, and you shall discern the true from the false. See this? We're going to know just by looking at a person whether or not they're a god or not. Never ever give in to the wiles of the enemy, for the enemy is on the rampage, and he is destroying every eagle that he can by using your past to throw into your face. He keeps drawing you guys back into that stupid past, and you keep willingly going. Why don't you take the ring out of your nose and quit being pulled around like a bull is? Are you listening here? And he goes on to say, do not give in to that tactic. Believe me, I will certainly destroy the works of the enemy and as you march forth and do my bidding. If you're about the Father's business, the enemy's not going to be able to take you into your past mess. Remember to always go forth with the banner of love and protect my sheep from the slaughterhouse of hate and discouragement. Read that again. Remember to always go forth with the banner of love and protect my sheep from the slaughterhouse of hate and discouragement. Never rely upon your own virtues, for your virtues will not cut it at this given time. This adventure I am sending you on will make you scale the highest mountains and go where no other man has gone before. You're the remnant. You're paving the way for others. Will there be casualties? Yes. There is always the chance of casualties in any war. And you are surely going to battle, and you will confront the enemy on all sides. But my eagles will mount up on eagles' wings, and they will not be frightened, but they will be strengthened, and they will go forth undaunted as never before. So I put down Isaiah 40:31, and it says, But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. God says, new battle plans and new strategies are on the table. As you come and dine with me, we will go over each and every strategy and battle plan. You will go forth fully equipped to fight each and every battle. Where you lead me, I will follow. That will be your motto, and you will not deviate from it. Where you lead me, I will follow. That will be your motto, and you will not depart from it. God said, I am bringing you to fresh waters that you will swim in. and be refreshed time after time after time, and then you will go back onto the battlefield to fight one more day. You and I will go forth one day at a time, never to be defeated by the lies of the enemy. You and I will go forth one day at a time, never to be defeated by the lies of the enemy. In Ezekiel 47:3 says, and when the man went out to the east with the line in his hand, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he brought me through the waters. The water came up to my ankles. Again he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters. The water came up to my knees. Again he measured 1,000 and brought me through the water, came up to my waist. Again he measured 1,000. It was a river that I could not cross, for the water was too deep. Water in which one must swim, a river that could not be crossed. God is calling us to go into the waters, the deep, deep waters. He will keep us safe in those waters. He will not let us drown. Like David, you will not move until you search me and find me, and we go over each and every skirmish. See that? Like David, you will not move until you search me and find me, and we go over each and every skirmish. David was my hero, and he knew how to seek my face, and he knew when to sit in my presence and praise me until he heard the battle plans. That's the only way we're going to make it, is if we sit before God and find out what we're to do each and every day. Moses was a man that I used to bring my people out of bondage, and I'm using my eagles this day to bring my people out of bondage once again. You all with unveiled faces shall go forth to conquer on every side. And 2 Corinthians 3:18 says, but we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. When I was first born again, I used to read that, and I didn't understand it, but boy, do I ever understand it today. God is changing, transforming us each and every day from glory to glory to glory. Now he says a new acronym will be forward. Never will this group of eagles retreat. This group of eagles may have been on the battlefield many, many times and have been defeated time after time simply because they had not been taught to sit at my feet for instructions. Let's read that again. And I looked up what an acronym was, and then I said, is forward an acronym? And they said, no. But then three lines down, it said, it is, though, and it is, when I read all that. So, because I didn't know what an acronym was to begin with. The new acronym will be forward. Never will this group of eagles retreat. This group of eagles have been on the battlefield many, many times and have been defeated time after time simply because they had not been taught to sit at my feet for instructions. And isn't that so true? God says, come, my eagles, and gather unto me and allow me to refresh you and then send you forth to fight this great fight of faith. Faith is the key word at this given time. Faith to move mountains and faith to face the enemy head on and win. And win you shall, my great eagles. Say this. Your screech of victory will be heard all over the abyss, and the enemy will tremble, but he will not back down without a fight. Let's read that again. Your screech of victory will be heard all over the abyss, and the enemy will tremble, but he will not back down without a fight. You will have to face him and use every weapon of warfare that I have given you in my word to defeat all of hell. I'm hearing God saying, I'm admonishing you to listen to what I'm telling you tonight. Take time right now to pick up your sword and to follow me into the greatest abyss of soul recovery that you ever heard of. You know, I was going to write the scripture down, I forgot, but it tells us that some we even pull out of the very fires of hell. God says, come, eagle army, and arise. Soar into the heavenlies where it is safe. Find the highest mountain, and from there receive your orders for the day. Climb the highest mountain, and from there receive your orders for the day. This is a day-by-day flight. This is a day-by-day runway experience. I thought that was sort of neat. This is a day-by-day flight. This is a day-by-day runway experience. Act like we're on an airplane, right? Those who have trusted, God went on to say, those who have trusted in horses and chariots will not make it at this given time. All must soar at this given time. All must soar. For where the eagles gather, there is an eliteness that the enemy cannot touch. Soar, my eagles, soar. And I looked up eliteness. It's the cream of the crop. So let's read that again, now so that you know what that means. Those who have trusted in horses and chariots will not make it at this given time. All must soar at this given time. All must soar. For where the eagles gather, there is an eliteness that the enemy cannot touch. Soar, my eagles, soar. In other words, we're the cream of the crop, and the devil can't touch us. Isn't that awesome? Don't you feel special? Aren't you sitting there in awesomeness of how God speaks to us and gives us instructions? Psalms 20, verse 7 says, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. I remember when I was first saved, and God gave me the scripture one time. He said, daughter, never trust in your chariots or in the horses. Just trust in your Father. God's so good. God went on to say, the rottenness of the bones is here, and many are falling at this given time to adversity. God went on to say, did I not call you to soar? Then soar. And soar to the highest mountain peak. Soar, soar, soar. Then he said, this season will transcend all other seasons of time. Then that's when God stopped. Now, the eagle conveys the powers and messages of the Spirit. It is man's connection to the divine because it flies higher than any other bird. If eagle has appeared, it bestows freedom and courage to look ahead. The eagle is symbolic of the importance of honesty and truthful principles. Eagle's eyes are extremely powerful. Now, the next thing is when I came to church Sunday, I was coming down the road and all of a sudden I said, look, there's a fox. Then I said, oh, look, there's an eagle sitting right next to the fox. Well, I turned the car around and went back so I could look at that. The fox immediately ran, but the eagle just sat there and looked at me. I don't see eagles very often, but then my grandson said here in Wyoming somewhere there's a big nest of eagles. And so, I think it's just awesome that we're starting to see eagles. And then God's talking about eagles. That all correlates together. We are in a very, very pivotal time in our walk with God. We really are. It's such a symbolic time, such a prophetic time. Why would you want to do anything for the devil? He isn't doing anything good anywhere, anyhow, any place. But God is so awesome, isn't he? I'm just hearing him say, I just restore and restore and restore. And all your enemy does is take and steal, kill. Amen. Isaiah 40:31 spoke of eagles as an allegory of God's faithful people. And Isaiah 40:31 says, and we read it, we're reading it again, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. We have to get before the Father. He said he was going to renew our strength, did he not? They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. When I was first born again, as usual, God gave me that scripture, and he said, daughter, you have to soar with the eagles. You can't walk with the chickens. Some of you are in the house of God still walking with the chickens. You need to get out of the chicken coop. You can fly over the fence. My chickens do all the time. You don't have to stay in there. You can dig a hole under the fence, too. My chickens do. And get out. Come on, you do not have to be a chicken. You can be an eagle. It's your choice. All right, then, where does Job say the eagle dwells? He said they dwelled on the rocks, right? And when using the symbolism of God's people points to Jesus Christ, who is our spiritual rock. Just trying to give you some foundational thing on here. 1 Corinthians 10:4 says, and all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. All right. All right. Then, what is the prey where the gathering of the eagles are? What is the prey in that scripture? Which is afar off, that the eagles seek. The answer is found in Matthew 6:33, the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Matthew 6:33 says, but seek first the kingdom of God in his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. That's what we are seeking, is the kingdom of God. All right? Now, we can read Luke 17:24-37, and I think I might. It says, for as a lightning that flashes out of one part under heaven shines to the other part under heaven, so also the Son of Man will be in his day. But first, he must suffer many things and be rejected by this generation. That's going on right now. And as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be also in the days of the Son of Man. They ate, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage, or they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark and the floods came and destroyed them all. Likewise, as it was also in the days of Lot, they ate, they drank, they brought, they sold, they planted, they built. And these two places were destroyed, right? But on the day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even so, it will be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. In that day, he who is on the housetop and his goods are in the house, let him not come down to take them away. And likewise, the one who is in the field, let him not turn back. Remember Lot's wife. She stopped, turned back, turned into a pillar of salt. You want to turn back and look to your past? You're not going to make it. Whoever seeks to save his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life will preserve it. You know, Lot's wife, she sought to save her life. She went her old lifestyle, and she lost it, right? But Lot, he wanted to preserve his, and he went forward. 34 says, I tell you, in that night there will be two men in one bed, and the one will be taken, and the other will be left. Two women will be grinding together, the one will be taken, and the other left. Two men will be in the field, the one will be taken, and the other left. And the disciples answered and said to him, Where, Lord? So he said to them, Wherever the body is, there the eagles be gathered together. The body is Jesus Christ, and we are the eagles gathering around Christ. All right? All right, the context of this statement is of the end of the age, just preceding Christ's return and resurrection of God's people. Do you all understand we are working on the end times? We are working on the second coming of Jesus Christ. He might not come again for 50 years, but we are still working on the second coming of Jesus Christ. We can now understand that Jesus Christ is the body around whom the eagles, the church, his faithful people, will congregate at the resurrection when Jesus returns to this world to rule over all the nations as King of Kings. It was our Savior Jesus who allowed himself to be pierced and bleed to death to become a carcass before he was resurrected. He was dead for 3 days and three nights and did not go to his Father in heaven during his time in the grave. Did the faithful eagles, God's faithful disciples, gather around Jesus when he was resurrected then? Yes, they did. It says in 1 Corinthians 15:6, after that he was seen by other 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remained to the present, but some have fallen asleep. Some are still alive, some are still dead that saw Jesus when he returned. In 1 Thessalonians 4:16 to 17, for the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. Where the gathering of the eagles are. God is trying to gather his eagles together at this given time around him. In other words, he's calling us to intimacy, is he not? And he's been calling and calling. And if you are becoming intimate with God, then you're a true eagle. If you're not becoming intimate with God, and if you're still just walking around in the days, then you're not a true eagle. And if I was you, I'd really work hard at becoming that true eagle that God's calling us to be. I'm hearing God say, we cannot transcend time. And time is not going to stand still for you any longer. You have decisions to make, and you have to make them immediately, if not sooner. Church, we as a body, we have to be in unity. Totally and completely in unity. One mind, you know, total love, one accord. Working for the same purpose, and that purpose is lost souls that are out there waiting for us to get off the fence. You shouldn't even be on the fence. God shouldn't even have to be wooing us. He shouldn't have to be calling us and to make up our minds. We should already be there. We should already be there. You know, to get the message together like this is not a 10-minute thing. It's an all-night thing. 1:45 I got up. 8:45 I was finished. Because when you sit in the presence of the Almighty God, he is not in a hurry to do anything. He just wants to minister to his people. You could be up there watching your pornography, doing what you're doing. You could be watching TV. But if you were sitting in the presence of the Almighty God, you would be getting revelation from God that you could feed the sheep with. I said to Teresa tonight, I said, I'm so tired because I didn't get hardly any sleep. But you know what? God can refresh me. God can bring me forth. It's his word that's valuable to me. His word to feed you guys. It's my job to feed you. It's my job to see that you do it right. Because one day when I stand before the Father, he's going to judge me on how I taught his sheep, how I discipled you. But you know what? If you're a leader, you're going to go through the same thing. Everybody wants to lead. Everybody wants to have a headship, but nobody wants to pay the price. Everybody just wants to just have everything handed over and put it placed in their lap. It's not going to happen. So where the eagles are, the gathering of the eagles, are you an eagle? God is. I think this is the third time we've talked about eagles. Has it really entered into your spirit yet what God is saying to you? Are you really understanding that there's coming a day when his grace won't be there? Be an eagle tonight. And stay an eagle. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Don't allow the enemy to come and pull you off course. Don't allow that. Don't allow the enemy to be constantly beating you on the head. Because God said if you're in his presence, the enemy can't touch you. In other words, your mind should be constantly stayed on Christ. You can work and still have your mind stayed on Christ. You can. Don't tell me you can't, because you can. That doesn't happen because you don't make yourself do that. You don't tell the enemy, get out of here. Instead, you give in to the enemy. You have to stop that. How are you going to minister to those on the street or in the subway or anything else? If you're double-minded, you can't do that. You just can't. Because what's going to happen is you're going to be ministering, and next thing you know, the devil's going to raise your flesh up there. And the flesh is going to get into that ministering, and you've lost that soul. So you, first of all, have to be clean on the inside out. First of all, you have to be walking in holiness and righteousness, and then God can use you. I have to tell you, when I went to bed, I you know, all I did was I had a dream, and it was a dream about me ministering. And then, you know, God said, get up, and I thought, oh, this is it. This is what he's going to tell. It wasn't anything at all about the dream. He gave me this. And this is so much better. So what about you? So what if you just crawled into bed and you have to get up early in the morning? Are you willing to lose that sleep? Are you willing to go the extra mile for God? No, for the, let's say souls, because it's all about souls. Are you willing to do that? That's a question to you tonight from God. Are you really willing to do that? Come on. I'm hearing God say, why is sleep so valuable to some of you? In hell, you'll never sleep. Remember that. Father, I thank you and I praise you for the word you gave us tonight. I thank you, God, for even the song.
God is so good. This has been the Voice of Yahweh Radio Ministries with Pastor Evangelist Barbara Lynch.